Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. This week we're going to be looking at Balaam's error. Last week we looked at Balaam and his donkey. But in the New Testament, Balaam is far more famous for his error. So let's begin by looking at two of the three New Testament references to Balaam's error. The first will be 2 Peter 2:15. Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray. They have followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved gain from wrongdoing. Next is Jude 11. Woe to them, for they walked in the way of Cain and abandoned themselves for the sake of gain to Balaam's error, and perished in Korah's rebellion. We really didn't see this in the account in last week's episode, but I did mention it. Balaam gives Balak the strategy to weaken and defeat the Israelites, and Jesus states it plainly in Revelation 2:14. Balaam taught Balak to entice the men of Israel with Moabite women who would lead them into sexual immorality and into an acceptance of practices of idolatry. This happens in Numbers 31:15, where Moses said to them, "Have you let all the women live?" Verse 16, "Behold, these on Balaam's advice caused the people of Israel to act treacherously against the Lord in the incident of Peor. And so the plague came among the congregation of the Lord." Let's look at an extreme example of this from Numbers 25, starting in verse 1. "While Israel lived in Shittim, the people began to whore with the daughters of Moab. These invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel yoked himself to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, 'Take all the chiefs of the people and hang them in the sun before the Lord, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel.' And Moses said to the judges of Israel, 'Each of you kill those of his men who have yoked themselves to Baal of Peor.'" Verse 6, "And behold, one of the people of Israel came and brought a Midianite woman to his family in the sight of Moses and in the sight of the whole congregation of the people of Israel. While they were weeping in the entrance of the tent of meeting, when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose and left the congregation and took a spear in his hand." Verse 8, "And went after the man of Israel into the chamber and pierced both of them, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. Thus the plague on the people of Israel was stopped. Nevertheless, those who died by the plague were 24,000. Balaam could not curse Israel, but he taught the Moabites to bring the men of Israel into Baal worship with its immorality. For this, God would punish Israel. What Balaam could not accomplish with a curse, he did through seductive means." From the Faith Life Study Bible, 25:1-18. Although Balaam does not appear in Numbers 25, this passage is placed here to connect it to the narrative of chapters 22-24. According to 31:16, Balaam encouraged the Moabites, who were allied with Midian, to lead Israel into idol worship at Baal Peor. The Israelites may have been guilty of sexual immorality with foreign women, which the Old Testament condemns as invariably leading to the worship of other gods, such as in Exodus 34:15-16. In response to the idolatry, God sends a pestilence and sentences the leaders to death. Verses 4-5. "When an Israelite man and a Midianite woman begin flaunting their relationship at the entrance of the tabernacle, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the high priest, impales the couple, halting the plague. For his zeal, Yahweh rewards Phinehas by granting him and his descendants, the Zadokites, a perpetual place in the priesthood." Verses 10-18. The account of the apostasy at Baal Peor resembles the incident of the golden calf in Exodus 32. Aside from the worship of the other gods, both episodes result in the slaying of the perpetrators and the elevation of the tribe of Levi, King Solomon provides yet another example of the downfall by marriage to a foreigner. 1 Kings 11. Here is the third and final scripture about Balaam in the New Testament, spoken by Jesus himself in Revelation 2:14. But I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel so that they might eat food sacrificed to idols and practice sexual immorality. And this is from the IVP New Testament Commentary Series. The stumbling blocks were idolatry and sexual immorality due to relations with ungodly women. In modern terms, Christians who compromise their relationship with God by engaging in sexual immorality, the other bad names are drawn from the Old Testament. Balaam in this message, verse 14, and Jezebel in the message to Thyatira, chapter 2, verse 20. Both were foreigners linked with false prophecy in Israel. In these messages, both are linked to certain prophetic groups in the congregations. Balaam, in Numbers 22 through 24, appeared to be a true prophet who refused to utter a curse against Israel. But in Numbers 31:16, and consequently in later Jewish and Christian tradition, he was blamed for Israel's idolatry and immorality as described in Numbers 25. And we can see this from extra-biblical writings such as Philo, The Life of Moses, Josephus, and the Antiquities, and in biblical writings like 2 Peter 2:15 through 16 and Jude 11. The Balaamites and the Nicolaitans at Pergamum are almost certainly not two groups, but one. Nicolaitans being a coined nickname based on what some believe to be the Greek equivalent of Balaam. The latter, in Hebrew, could be read as master of the people, Baal Am, while Nicolaitan, in Greek, could be read as conqueror of the people. The point at issue was not so much the conduct of the Nicolaitans as their teaching. Like Balaam of old, they were urging believers to sin by eating sacrificed food, or food that had been sacrificed to idols, and by committing sexual immorality, in verse 14. This was a problem that had plagued the Christian movement almost from the beginning. In the book of Acts, the Jerusalem Council decided not to force circumcision on Gentiles who had converted, provided that they agreed to abstain from food polluted by idols and from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals and from blood, Acts 15:20 and also verse 29. In 1 Corinthians, Paul struggled with the issue of sexual immorality in chapters 5 through 7 and food offered to idols, chapters 8 through 10. His letter, like Revelation, cites as examples Israel's conduct in the desert. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did. 1 Corinthians 10, 7 and 8. Paul's argument in Romans traces all human sin back to idolatry, Romans 1, 20 through 23 and 25, and sexual immorality, 1, 24 and 26 through 27. Yet Paul seems to have distinguished idolatry in the sense of actual participation in pagan feasts, 1 Corinthians 10, 19 through 22, from mere eating of food that had been consecrated for such feasts, as in 1 Corinthians 8, 1 through 6 and 10, 25 through 30. In summary, Balaam's error is leading people astray into sexual immorality and behavior that is associated with worshiping other gods. We as Christians have no place at those tables. And that concludes this week's My Mysterious Bible podcast. I hope that it was enlightening to you and clears up Balaam's error when you see it in Scripture. Have a blessed week, and we will see you next time.